question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Coming to you today live on remote from Chicago in the historic Palmer House Hotel. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show with us. Stop four on our big Let's Go America tour. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
It is. And you know, travel comes in many wonderful forms. And whether you are getting out there on the move for leisure or you're starting to travel again for business, we do encourage you to consider the more than 700 Preferred Hotels and Resort properties. They have properties in 80 countries around the world.
Yeah, they certainly do. So whether you're looking for top luxury resorts, big city hotels, longer stay residence properties,
yeah,
or just something different, Preferred Hotels and Resorts, they've got you covered. We also have you covered. If you go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, you'll get elite status as a listener of our show in their loyalty program, and then you can go enjoy your travel and make it more rewarding.
All right. Chicago is home to many top companies. It's home to Boeing, Archer Daniels Midland, Hyatt, Motorola, Great Wolf Lodge, many others, but it is also home to United Airlines. And with O'Hare International about 20 miles from the Palmer House where we are today, it is one of their major hubs. And since Robert and I really couldn't come to Chicago and not discuss all that's happening with United, joining us here this morning is their senior VP who heads up global airport operations, Mike Hanna.
So, Mike, nice to have you here with us on America's number one travel radio show. Since the show is heard in about 480-plus stations around the U.S., the country's going to know a lot about United Airlines when we're done with this.
Fantastic, and thanks for having me, Robert and Mary. Appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you very much. You know, as I was preparing for the interview, I saw that you've been with United, I think, for over 23 years now. I'm just curious, did you start with United, or did you come through the Continental side with the acquisition there?
I did start on the United side. I actually started on the United Express side originally,
okay, sure,
even before United. When I was in college, and I actually started as a customer service agent working on the ramp. So I've done pretty much all the jobs at the airport.
So you know the company intimately.
You worked your way up.
All right, so you know, about 2 weeks ago, your CEO, Scott Kirby, he offered an upbeat earnings report, says the company expects to be profitable again in Q3 and then hopefully in Q4 as well. So I want to know, where are you currently seeing some of your strongest growth? You know, and that could also involve airport passenger activities.
No, absolutely. Latin America, in the Caribbean in particular, Mexico, the beach destinations, all of our sun destinations, those are the places I think that we've seen the greatest recovery, as well as Hawaii. I think we've got a lot of pent-up demand to travel for what we call friends and family, leisure travel, and that's where I think we've seen the biggest uptick. I'll tell you, in the Caribbean, for example, and in Mexico, Central America, we're actually above 2019 levels. So it's something that's actually recovered very, very quickly. It was the first one or the first region or area that we've seen really expand beyond 2019.
All right, so let's stay on that topic and keep talking about growth. United's been in the news a lot, particularly in June with the announcement of a lot of investments in new aircraft and technologies. On the show, we've talked about the investment in Archer, the electric air taxis in L.A., the supersonic jets and air travel with Boom. It's back to the future, but it's coming, folks. But the order for the Boeing 737 MAX jets and the Airbus, what is it, the A321neos? I got it. That's the largest in your history, I believe, in United's history. That's a lot of aircraft. That's going to bring a lot of jobs. How excited are you about that, and how is that all looking for preparation with the airports and the operations?
Yeah, Mary, we're over the top excited, and I think it's going to be something phenomenal for our customers as well. So to your point, in June, we announced 270 new aircraft, 200 Boeing, 70 of them Airbus 321neos. Those are going to allow us not only to reduce our carbon footprint, but also allow a much better experience for our customers with enhanced Wi-Fi, enhanced overhead bins, being able to Bluetooth your digital seatback entertainment as well. I mean, these are just tremendous opportunities for us to not only grow as an airline, but also deliver the best possible service and experience we can for our customers. So our entire company is just over the top excited about this order and where we're headed. Not only is it the greatest or largest order in our history, it's really the largest by any airline in over a decade.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's terrific.
Magic word there. Carry on. In the bin.
You got it. Exactly. One for one.
Yeah.
One for one.
Yeah. Wow. Perfect.
Well, that'll be a good experience as well, so we won't have to be trying to find
those.
I like it. So, you know, a few years ago, Delta Airlines invited Mary and me to a private visit of their command center. down in Atlanta. We had an opportunity to go behind the scenes of their facility there. And, you know,
and we'd love to have you, by the way, Robert.
Well, that's what I was going to really ask you is, so we had a chance to go through their simulators, which was a lot of fun, but really seeing their operations in a real time happening, frankly, it was eye-opening. It was very, extremely impressive. So you have major responsibilities with United since you head up the worldwide airport operations. So I want you to give folks maybe at home an idea of a typical day in Mike Hanna's world for with United. And then, you know, since we are here in Chicago, which is United's home, I want to know, does everything feed through your headquarters at Willis Tower?
Yeah, it does. Our network operations center is here in Chicago, down at Willis Tower. We do have some backup facilities as well that we use to ensure that we've got redundancy. But we basically track and monitor all of our aircraft worldwide, where they are, where our crews are, what the weather looks like. We've got an entire meteorology team, so we're constantly tracking what yeah. we need to do to support our customers. You know, for me, I spend a lot of time actually in the field, not just at our Willis Tower headquarters, but truly out in the field. You know, I'm a people person and I love to support our employees and ensure that we're doing everything we can for our customers. And you can't really do that from an office. Somewhere or behind the desk.
So you got to be out there.
You have to be out there.
Got to be out there and talking to your people and understanding what our customers and our employees need and really figure out ways to enable them. And that's key for us, and it's key, honestly, for me as a leader.
So I want to talk, since we are still emerging out of this pandemic and the recovery is happening, but it's happening in different phases. And this time last year, I think almost every airline was really betting big on the HEPA filters and all of those adjustments that were being made in the aircraft, the disinfectants and all of that, really to boost passenger confidence. And people were flying last year with it before the vaccine, but clearly we're seeing the numbers rise, thankfully, post-vaccine and as we go on here. From an operational standpoint, do you think that was a good call? Do you see, I mean, you're working in operations, so these people are cleaning these planes in the cabins. Do you think this is something that's going to continue and should continue?
Yeah, absolutely. We created Clean Plus during the pandemic, which is our partnership with Clorox and the Cleveland Clinic, to truly look at ways to make the travel experience as safe as possible during the pandemic. And that's something we expect to see continue. You know, the HEPA filter is a tremendously positive cleaning environment for our customers. It's actually got hospital-grade filtration. The air comes from the ceiling down to the floor. So if you think about it, it actually pushes the air downward, not, you know, from person to person, if you will. The air is actually forced down and out the vents. 50% of the air is actually recycled from the outside. Mm-hmm. And the HEPA filters are able to actually filter out 99.97% of any airborne particulate, so including the coronavirus. So all those are positive. We also put up barriers in the airport shields, plexiglass shields, to be able to protect our customers and our employees. We rolled out so many contactless opportunities for our customers, including check-in. So if you check in online, use your mobile boarding pass on your phone at one of our kiosks to print your bag tags. Now on board our aircraft, you actually can use it to pay as well through the digital wallet. And we just rolled out something recently where we're testing it between Chicago and San Diego, Sacramento, in Orange County. We actually can pre-order your food, so you don't even have to actually order when you
that's
get on
great.
Board.
Oh, wow, that's great.
All of this is intended to really enhance not only the customer experience, but safety as well.
Right.
Well, so I want to build on that a little bit. You know, last week we had Susan Neufung on from GBTA, Global Business Travel Association, on our show hotline, and we were talking about the slow and uneven return of business travel. So, you know, Mary and I are, you know, one thing that we are on the show is we are transparent, we're upfront. So I say I would love to be able to come and go through the what you just offered before, the operations center at some
Absolutely.
Point when we're back. But, you know, we fly American a lot because we happen to be concierge status.
Hey.
I know, I only say that to you. But United really has also heavily invested in the Mileage Plus premium members. Your first and business class, you know, Polaris service is outstanding. There's no question. All the new planes that you're going to be taking on, I've seen it's going to increase your premium seating by more than 70%. So here we are in Chicago. It's a big business city and so forth. The business traveler is not out there right now. Okay, they're not out there certainly the way they were. Premium passengers maybe so, but you know, what's the airline doing as far as United to attract and keep them going forward?
In terms of the business traveler?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, business travel is going to return. Our economy is going to recover strongly and with business traffic, and we're going to see them come back. and travel again. We have been actually meeting with a lot of our global customers, a lot of our corporate accounts, and sharing all the great things that we've done around United Clean Plus. And you know, I've actually spoken to the GBTA as well here, and spoken to you know, a number of different companies, just to share the things that we are doing and give them confidence in what we're doing, so that they can actually start to send their folks back out. I'll tell you, the first company that loses a sale because someone else got an airplane and went out and met them, versus one that tried to do it via, you know, a online virtual call, that's going to be a differentiator for a lot of companies.
I think you said it earlier, frankly, when you said, listen, you've got to be back out there, because it's the people to people, the person to person. It's a challenge, and everyone has their own comfort level, and we understand that. Yep. One of the reasons we're doing this Let's Go America tour is to get people more comfortable being back out there in a safe and responsible way, but, you know, showing that you can go on with your life. But, Mike, listen, good conversation. Thank you very much for joining us here at the Palmer House, and best to you and the United team, okay?
Thank you. Absolutely my pleasure, Mary, and thanks,
Thank
Robert.
You.
Appreciate
thanks,
you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Take
Folks,
care.
Well, 20% of stop four on the Let's Go America tour is now complete. There's still 80% to go, though. Live broadcast from the Palmer House continues. We're going to make pizza at Lou Malnati's next. RM World Travel returns from Chicago. We're coming right back.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.